March 28th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. I still have a small pile of snow on the front lawn. Hopefully, it will be gone soon. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup for this program and relevant links, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. Follow some of the interesting links, usually associated with or somewhat compatible to the ideas of the guest for that particular day. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1 at yahoo.com. Remember, I do not access my regular email during the program, so if you mail something to Deanna at spingola.com, I'm not going to see it until after the program is over. You may join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. I am not associated with nor do I endorse any other chat room at Chatango. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. This morning I received an email from an organization called Demand Action to End Gun Violence, a campaign of mayors against illegal guns. Part of the email said, and I quote, "Today is Mayors Against Illegal Guns National Day to demand action. People like you all across the country are coming together with gun violence survivors, family members of victims, mayors, law enforcement, and faith leaders to show their support for common sense gun reform," unquote. This is a subtle assault on the Second Amendment and makes as much sense as penalizing all responsible drivers because some drunk drivers have killed some people. Not to minimize the tragedy of people who have died at the hands of criminals who will always manage to acquire guns, there are other more serious problems that affect each and every one of us. Every one of us. Yesterday, Dr. Jennifer Daniels reported that 816,000 people perished as a result of medical or pharmaceutical mishaps in 2012. That's just in 2012. She also stated that 30% of all deaths in the United States occur because of medical and pharmaceutical industry. That does not include the health consequences of the additives that corporations collaborating with corrupt politicians add to our food and our water. My guest today is Dr. David Kennedy. His website is fluoridegate.org. He has a wonderful, wonderful video. People should see that video. Dr. Kennedy, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on, and you're helping the world understand what's going on.
Well, I think more and more people are recognizing, because of people like you, because of your videos, and because of some of the other organizations that that address this very, very important issue, I think more people are beginning to recognize what is going on. But the question is, why? I think that's another issue, you know.
I think our government has been hijacked by corporations.
Indeed.
The ruling that the corporation has the same rights as a human being was wrong, and that's what the Supreme Court ruled years ago, and they are acting like the most evil human beings on the planet. Some of them are. Some are good corporations, but a lot of them are just plain evil, and that their only goal in life is to make money off of us.
I'm trying to think. Which corporations aren't evil? Let's see.
I can't think of any. Amy's Foods. You know, they're all organic. They have, no chemicals of any kind in them. They're, they're packaged in non-contaminating packages that can be recycled. I would say that's an ethical way to produce food that you can buy at many health food stores.
Absolutely. All righty. We are going to take a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget get loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control, stop foreclosure, protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Anna, our guest today is Dr. David Kennedy. He is the author of How to Save Your Teeth, Toxic-Free Preventative Dentistry. His website is fluoridegate.org. All right, we were talking about some of the corporations, and I was probably just being facetious because I do patronize those corporations that, like Amy and Brian, they create coconut juice. I don't know whether that's the same organization, the same corporation that you were talking about.
Supported Prop 37, which was to tell us about GMO foods here in California. And then I got this list of the people that supported Prop 37 versus the corporations that opposed it. And the corporations that opposed it reads like the who's who. But, you know, what will surprise you is stuff like Ben & Jerry's and Kashi and Silk, Horizon Organic products, also opposed it because they're owned by corporations that... like Monsanto was gave $8 million, which is more than almost more than they collected, but from all the people that promote it, they spent us $46 million to $9 million. So, you know, but it's just, you know, DuPont, Dumoulin, and Dow, and all those the corporations you know and associate with pesticides and GMO, and so, you know. We should not allow that. I mean, you know, this is a country of the people, by the people, for the people. And because of that Supreme Court ruling saying a corporation's a person, they get to participate. I don't think they should be allowed to participate. I think that's the problem. We need a constitutional amendment that says corporations are businesses and they're not people.
Right. And that was the 14th Amendment that you're referring to. Right?
I think there was you're probably a better scholar than I am on the Supreme Court, but the corporations should not be people.
Right. I certainly agree
with that.
They have
no souls. And if you have no soul, what you do is you act evil. And so what we have are evil corporations. And like you said, you know, what's a good corporation? Well, if you look at the corporations that supported Prop 37, and they're almost all small, individually owned corporations. You know, they have a soul. It's the CEO. But, you know, if you're a DuPont de Moore or a Dow or a Cargill, then you're on the other side of the equation.
Right. Now, there were certain counties in California that really supported the proposition, and then there were others that absolutely did not, and they wanted to take a recount. I believe it was in Fresno County.
They did have a recount, but the counties that don't support it are the counties that are agribiz, you know, the ones that have, the 8,000-acre farms.
Right.
So they think they're protecting their livelihood. You know, what they say about politics, it's all self-interest.
Right.
And so, you know, the trouble is that, you know, they're not. You know, that there's more money to be made selling good food than bad food, but, you know, the temporary solution is sell bad food. So nobody wants to buy bad food, but they don't know they're buying bad food, so they're selling food to people who haven't bothered to look at the scientific literature. You know, the white sugar, white flour, and white death. It's just awful, the quality of nutrition in this country. And as your program stated in the beginning, 831,000 people died from medical errors,
right?
And pharmaceuticals. Yeah. The fourth leading cause of death in America is drugs taken as prescribed. I'm sorry. I think that's a problem. We should have a war on drugs. And it's not the war on street drugs. It's a war on pharmaceuticals, where they inject children on the day they're born with mercury, and they insist that you have a whole series of aluminum and mercury shots in order to continue your employment if you work in the healthcare industry. And, you know, they're just taking away your rights one after the other, and they have no right to do that. I mean, if vaccines were preventing disease, we would have the best longevity on the planet because we have the most vaccines, right? Well, we don't. We're way down. We're 47th in infant survival during the first year of life, and we're 26th, I think, in the up to age 5. So all of our machinations are causing more deaths, not less. I mean, we were doing better when the kids were just born and ran around in the dirt.
Right. And of course, it isn't just the mercury in those vaccines. It's the viruses that are in there. And just, oh, my goodness, who wants to have a bunch of stuff like that shot into your body?
It's,
I mean,
the
that
wrong way to
make
approach
sense.
Disease. Sticking a needle in a baby's body and squirt it full of mercury and aluminum and squalene and all this other junk is not the way you prevent disease. You prevent disease with hygiene and nutrition. And somehow or another, our medical system has been taken over by the pharmaceutical industry. And I even know how they did that. They go right into the medical schools and all medical care. If you walk into a doctor and say, you know, I've got this problem here, and they'll pick out their little prescription pad and write your prescription. Whether it fixes it or not doesn't make any difference, but that's what they do. You ask the doctor a question, he writes your prescription, you take a drug. And that's not healing. That is prescription writing. And, you know, if you go to Mexico, you walk into a pharmacy and say, I got this problem, and the pharmacist pulls out a bottle and gives you some pills. You know, that's the kind of health care you want. You just cut out the middleman. You don't need the doctor. Just walk in the pharmacy.
So, right. Interesting. Well, now you are a dentist. Do they I've been meaning to ask, do they still teach in dental school that fluoride is a benefit?
Yes, and then they make claims about mercury too, and they have no scientific basis for these claims, and it doesn't seem to bother them one bit because all dental schools in the United States are accredited by a trade association. And the trade association is the American Dental Association. So if you go to dental school, your dental school is accredited by a trade association. And think about that. That would be like having a trade association for plumbers. You know, if we had a plumbers trade association determine whether or not pipes were good. You have an engineer determine that. You do scientific testing. We don't have trade association. Trade association is a union. And so we have the Union of Dentists basically determining the rhetoric that comes out of the mouths of the professors at the front of the class. And they give lip service to evidence-based and science and all that stuff have for the last 20 years. However, when you actually sit them down and ask them a decent number of questions, I don't know is their answer. And it's like, what's the daily dose of fluoride that the average child in America is receiving? We've been dosing them with more fluoride year after year for the last 50 years. And you ask any public health advocate or dentist or whoever, what's the daily dose? And they go, it's the one part per million. Well, no, that's a concentration in the water. Dose is how many milligrams did that person consume based upon their weight. And they don't know the answer to that question. If you can't answer that question, you should not be recommending that we have more. Because already when you measure, and I like measuring, that the children receive more than is known to harm them. So stop. You know, if you're hurting the kids, I mean, if I were standing out in the front of my house with an iron bar beating on a kid on the way to school, all the people in the neighborhood would come over and knock me down and make me stop beating the kid. Well, our government policies are putting chemicals in the water that are damaging children. It's just not as visible as the guy with an iron bar. But it is equally measurable, and it's causing harm. There's a nice new study from Harvard showing that minimal amounts of fluoride, the 4 parts per million in China and so forth, lowered the IQ substantially, 7 points in the children that were exposed to fluoride. Well, that's so much higher. No, it's not. They don't have fluoridated toothpaste in China. They don't have fluoridated Coca-Cola in China. These people are poor. They can't afford all these beverages. They don't have fluoridated cereals. You know, like we measured Wheaties, and it was like 10 parts per million. So we're getting fluoride from lots of different sources. They aren't. And so, you know, look at the dose. That's how you measure these things. And clearly we're damaging the intelligence of our children. What happens when you do that is your country loses its way, because you have so many children that have learning disorders and trouble understanding, you know, spoken words or mathematics or, you know, scientific issues. You lose your genius. And so when you lose your genius, you lose the guide for your science and development. And so that's happened to America. It's happening on our watch. And I'm making as much noise about it as I can. And thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you for sharing all of this information. Now, I'm looking at the American Dental Association website. They have one link for professional resources and one for public resources. Does the American Dental Association really tell the dentists who belong to the ADA what is going on with fluoride? Are they honest about it? And do they keep things under the professional resources that is different than the information they give in the public resources?
Not really. The Journal of the American Dental Association has published a number of articles that, you know, if you just take the article and read it, it's a cogent voice explaining, for instance, the Levi in 1995 said infants on a fluoridated tap water formula were, you know, something like 7 times more likely to have dental fluorosis than an infant that was breastfed, for example. And, you know, well, that's they did statistical significance that it was highly significant. So that's a reasonable thing to know, right? And so,
right.
But that did not stop the American Dental Association from continuing to promote that we put chemicals in the water that cause children to develop dental fluorosis. Well, you know, I was talking about the lower IQ study a minute ago. There's also a study showing that children with dental fluorosis have also suffered neurological impairment. They are not normal children. They, you know, that depends on the degree of dental fluorosis, and there are some normal children that have dental fluorosis. I'm not picking on kids with dental fluorosis. But clearly, if you give a child a poison to the point where the teeth come out with funny-looking white spots on them that eventually turn brown, as a matter of fact, then you have given that child an injury. And that needs to stop. But that's happening to 41% of the children in America today have visible dental fluorosis. And if you happen to be a child that has been raised on formula made with tap water, you're much more likely to have severe dental fluorosis. And that's where the pieces of the teeth are missing. Who in their right mind, I mean, it's 5% of the Hispanic kids and like 4% of the African-American kids had moderate and severe dental fluorosis. And that's the Center for Disease Control. The very people that are out promoting that we add more fluoride to our public water supply, their data shows that we've injured 41% of the kids. I think that's a crime.
I agree with you completely. We do have to take a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the 5-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
David Kennedy, the author of How to Save Your Teeth, Toxic-Free Preventative Dentistry. The website is fluoridegate.org. Alrighty, we were talking about some of the terrible things that happen with our children and the fact that with the lower IQ and the assault, really the assault against the upcoming generation, that we are losing our all the science, all of the attributes that we used to consider, pretty much standard here in America. I mean, we're just not cutting it, it seems.
They still have the rhetoric, about how great America is and all this other stuff. But when you line up our students to the students of Germany and France and England and other countries, they don't perform as well. Well, what's the difference? Well, they don't inject those children with mercury, and they certainly don't do that on the day they're born, and they don't put fluoride in the water supply. There's about 10% of England has some fluoridation in. They like voted it out in London a few years ago, and they're working on Newcastle. But, so those countries are basically listening to the science. If fluoride works at all to prevent tooth decay, it works topically. That's the Center for Disease Control that was published in the Journal of the American Dental Association, John Featherstone, in 2000. So their literature shows that it works topically, if it works at all. And I say, I wouldn't put a loaded gun in the hand of a baby, and I would not put poison on a toothbrush. It's just stupid. And so if you want to brush your teeth, I say go to the kitchen. You can find something in the kitchen that is tasty and yummy, and you can brush your teeth, and it will kill the germs that cause tooth decay. Grandma used baking soda. You can use a little peppermint oil in there, and you got a beautiful toothpaste. So why do we have to put poisons on toothbrushes? You know, the children get dental fluorosis, and the dentist say, oh, they swallowed the toothpaste. Blame the kid for the problem. Well, no. More children do swallow toothpaste. They've done studies on it. You know, and if you put, you know, X amount of fluoride on the brush on some children, zero comes back out when they spit. They eat it all. That's stupid. Don't put poisons in a baby's mouth. The kid's going to swallow it. That's what it says on the toothpaste tube. Keep out of reach of children. People don't pay attention to that, but you know, it says keep out of reach of children. So
indeed,
let's keep it out of their reach.
And if they swallow it, call the CDC or call the poison control area.
Seek professional help or call the Poison Control Center.
Right.
So, you know, it's like, what is this doing in the medicine cabinet? You know, is that next to the, you know, the Raid bottle or something? So you can, you know, get a cockroach one day and tooth decay germs the next? Tooth decay germs are very sensitive to iodine. Iodine is essential for counteracting radiation, among other things. If you were in the Navy, I was, that they issued iodine tablets if they thought you might be under nuclear attack. Here's a nutrient that's essential for the body's thyroid, and actually every cell in the human body has numerous sites that need iodine. So here's a nutrient that kills the germs that cause tooth decay and is essential for well-being. Why don't we use that in our toothpaste instead of a basic pesticide? Fluoride has no known use in any human being. All it does is poison it. It's like mercury or lead or you know, one of the xenobiotics is what they're called, is they basically poison whatever they come in contact with. So why are we putting that kind of stuff in our toothpaste? It's corporate America at its finest. You know, oh well, we can flavor it and advertise it and we'll be able to sell. I think there's more money in dental products than there is in dentistry. I read a figure the other day that, you know, dentists are, you know, producing something like $30 billion, and the dental products industry is like $50 billion, you know. So we spend more money on toothpaste and mouthwash and breath mints and all this other junk than we do on, you know, taking care of our mouth. So let's not use poisons when we take care of our mouth. That was my philosophy anyway.
Right. And it is a hazardous waste that they just try to find a source to get rid of it instead of handling it in the proper way, correct?
Well, that's water fluoridation. The toothpaste is actually the pure poison. The stuff that they put in the drinking water is even worse than that. It's raw, untreated, hazardous waste from the phosphate fertilizer mining industry. And there was a nice new study by Bill Hersey that came out this, I think it's in press right now, and it'll be out this next month, that calculated the cost of the additional cancers that the arsenic contaminant causes, bladder and lung, and it makes the cost of water fluoridation enormous if you consider the injury to the consumers just from the contaminant. He didn't talk about dental fluorosis or the joints that go bad or the hip fractures or all the other, the thyroid suppression, all the other things that happen from the fluoride. He just said, we know, as EPA scientists, we know this much arsenic is going to cause this many cancers of bladder and lung. And we also know from the healthcare cost that treating cancers of bladder and lung are going to cost this much. So the cost is truly enormous to the society from putting this junk in our water supply. And that's not even counting the IQ and the dental fluorosis and all other stuff.
Doctor, we do need to take a real quick break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, Perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. David Kennedy. He is the author of How to Save Your How to Save Your Teeth, Toxic-Free Preventative Dentistry. The website is fluoridegate.org. Now, you were talking about toothpaste, and but even if you use fluoride-free toothpaste, if you drink orange juice made from concentrate, then you're going to get fluoride there. You're going to get it. Well, you mentioned cornflakes.
Cereals, anything that comes in a can or a box that is processed in a community that has fluoridated water, and sadly, in America, all the major cities have fluoridated water. So you're going to end up with and a concentrated form of that. And any instant thing, like instant tea, instant coffee, all those things have really high levels of fluoride in it because they put water in and then dehydrate it, and the fluoride stays behind. When you dehydrate something, like, why is it in the cereal? Well, they didn't put 10 parts per million in. They started with one, but they dehydrated it, and that's why it's in the residue. So it's, you know, we have corporate food, and it is bad for you.
Now, I know that the people have testified before Congress about this. Why is it that they're still using this? And also, on your website, you have a lot of things on your website. If people click Learn More, then you can watch some of the newscasts that talk about fluoride. And so people, you know, even the mainstream media is addressing it to a limited extent. Why do we still have this? And is it because of the corporations and their money? And,
their undue influence in Washington, D.C. Is it no No citizens run around saying, gee, I wished I could have some of your hazardous waste in my water supply. My kid had a cavity last year, so now I want everybody to drink hazardous waste. Nobody's doing that. That's the Center for Disease Control. There are 35 people whose job at Center for Disease Control is to promote water fluoridation. And so, and they have probably 10 employees each, so, you know, that's 350 people. Then you got, you know, another 250 people in the public health department doing that, and then they probably have 10 employees, so there's, you know, 2,500 people. So if we fired all those people, we could help balance the budget, because they're not doing anything of use to this country, and they have a nice cushy job where they have to go out and lie to the public about, you know, how good it is. And so if we got rid of all those people, we could balance the budget, because we've got a whole host of people out there selling this country on poisoning their water supplies. And that is the wrong way to approach tooth decay, for example. Tooth decay is down 90% in this country and around the world because of oral hygiene. It has nothing to do with water fluoridation, and I can prove that to you. Just take the data from the World Health Organization. Tooth decay dropped faster in countries that don't fluoridate than the ones that do. And, you know, there's no difference in the trend. Kids are cleaning their teeth better than they used to. And so, you know, all the advertising about brushing your teeth is a good thing. You just don't brush your teeth with poisons. That's my thought.
Right. Now, the public health department, you would think that would be something in our that would serve the best interest of the public. But it is just one of those ABC organizations, agencies that the government has created in order to protect the government and in order to protect the corporations.
Well, they have a really good name, Public Health Department. Everybody likes that name. That's a really good name. And they have an absolutely horrible reputation. They had black men in Tuskegee they wouldn't let them get penicillin for syphilis. They wanted to see how they died of syphilis. They even shipped an anti-hemophilic factor down to Costa Rica to inject all of their hemophiliac children to see if they got AIDS, because they hadn't protected it, and yeah, all the kids died of AIDS. So, you know, this is our public health department. It is staffed with people who give not one iota of care for you or me or the health of the country. They're evil. How could you in good conscience go out and inject a baby with a product that you knew was contaminated with a virus that's going to kill that baby? Well, they did that, and they paid a pediatrician there to supervise the murder of those children. Those people should be in jail. They're not. They're still at work. My goodness. We don't seem to care if we have evil people doing evil things in our name. I do.
Well,
I don't want people doing evil in my name.
Well, I agree, of course. But I think that there's so many people that just simply do not know, in spite of the efforts of good people like yourself and other organizations that address this issue, people just cannot conceive that there are others in the world who would like to harm them and look at them as really profit centers, as a cash crop, as one of our guests has said, that the majority of the population is just there so that a small minority of the population can make money off of them.
I think that's called arrogance, and that there is a lot of arrogance in this world. Here's how I'll know if the people listening to the program are paying attention. Is that we've had almost a million views on my YouTube channel on Fluoride Gate. It's free on the internet. You can buy a copy of it if you want to. I gave 100% of the profits to the International Academy of Oral Medicine Toxicology. I don't need to make any money off of this. But I do want people to see it, and so I put it on the internet. It's for free, or you can buy copies, and if you buy 10 of them, you can get them for cheap and send them out like frisbees to all the city council members that are busy, you know, voting to put it in your water. And because if we can get past that 100 monkeys, you know, if we can get to the point where people really do understand that what we're seeing here is a cover up that's damaging to our nation. I believe in this country. The Kennedys came over here in 1759, and we've been here ever since. But the idea is that the reason this country is strong is because it has good people in it. That at the present time, the good people are being silenced by the corporate voices that are making, you know, loud claims of how good it is to swallow hydrofluorosilicic acid and how good it is for you. But that's not true. And if enough of us understand that and stand up and say, that's not true, and you need to quit lying, and there are penalties for lying. And, you know, it's not like, you know, I could, as a licensed professional, I can go out and say, oh, you know, the up is down. Well, that's a lie. And that the professional corporation laws require you to make certain that what you say to the public is truthful. Well, if somebody's out there saying water fluoridation has been proven safe and effective by thousands of studies, then you can ask them, what's the name of the study? They don't have one. All they have is 100,000 dentists out there claiming they have them. When they go to court, they've gone to court, all heard on the facts of the case, three different courts. All three courts determined there was no substantial evidence of benefit from swallowing, ingesting fluoride in the drinking water. And so we still got the claims going out, but we don't. The court then was overturned because the Supreme Court in those three states says, oh, courts can't overturn decisions by elected lawmakers because they're the deciders.
Oh, dear.
Oh, well, gee golly, I guess we have to be more careful about who we elect to office. So that's the problem, because we have deciders that have been elected to office that are not on our side.
Right. Well, it's illegal for citizens to lie to the government, but it is not illegal for the government to lie to the citizens. And
apparently,
if you're an elected officer, then it's okay for you to lie.
So they say. And but on the other hand, I think it would be nice if we could punish them somehow, you know?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
How
agree.
About the Iron Bar Hotel? We've got city council people here in San Diego go to jail periodically. So it's you know, they call it Scam Diego, but I say the difference between our city and most other cities is we catch ours, and we caught some of them, actually.
Right.
We don't catch
them
all.
I live in the Chicago suburbs, so I don't need to say any more about that. Here in Illinois, we have quite a record of our public officials going to jail. In fact, Blagojevich just got 14, well, not just recently, but maybe a year ago, got 14 years because he opposed the bank here in Illinois. But so, you know, I mean, there are people.
I think that's good. And you know, I think, you know, it's like the highway patrol. They don't stop every speeder. They just stop one every now and then, and they make them walk up downside the thing and touch their nose, and they put them in the back of the car and handcuff them and take them to the station house. That you don't have to catch every speeder. You just catch one guy, and then you let about 500 people drive by while you're, you know, investigating, and then the rest of the people say, well, you know, they probably don't want to be talking to the guy in the black and white, so I'm going to behave a little better. I got cruise control. I don't like tickets, so I
right.
set it at the a decent speed and call it good.
Well, Blagojevich was acting just like all the other politicians here in this state. The problem was that he went against the Bank of America when he said, well, the state of Illinois is not going to work with the Bank of America, do business with the Bank of America anymore, because they refused to use their bailout money to help the citizens here in the state and to renew some of their loans and give them credit. And the very next morning at 6 a.m., despite the fact that he'd done a lot of really bad things, you just can't go against the bankers in this country, because the bankers are, of course, in cahoots with the federal government and the state government. So it would have been one thing if they had caught him for something that he actually did do that was illegal. He just made a decision that just he shouldn't have made. Well, he should have made it, but you know, they came back at him.
This manufactured economic crisis that this country is struggling through still, it was the largest transfer of wealth from the citizens to a very small group of people at the very top in the history of the country. And the previous time that occurred was during the Depression in 1929, when the corporations and the banks and so forth took over all of the private farms and homes and so forth in this country. This was not an accident. It was designed. And that, you know, you got to be blind not to see it coming. I mean, you know, you can't be loaning homeless people, you know, $500,000 to buy a house with no payment for a year and expect them to start making payments, mm-hmm. you know, that's not going to happen. And so why would they do that? They do that because that basically creates a bubble, and when it collapses, the price is below what it costs to build. So when something's below what it costs to build, you can make a huge profit on it. That's how that works.
Right.
So
yes.
It was not by accident. You know, they all sit around and say, oh, gosh, too big to fail, too big to fail. Not in my book.
Right.
Put them in jail. We haven't put any of them in jail. You know, they're behaving in a totally unethical, illegal, unlawful fashion, and we haven't right. jailed one of them yet.
Right. They do it in Iceland. I mean, they put them in jail.
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
Yes. Well, talk a little bit more about the film. What has been some of the responses of the film? Tell me about that.
Okay, the film took 2 years to make and probably 14 years to make, because in the film are all the people that I know and I've met over the years that have been working to protect America's water supplies, and so I've been working with I have 20 documentaries and this is my first feature length. All my others are for public access, and we have some playing in Chicago, by the way, so I have a filmmaker that's been working with me, and so I basically made a list of all the people I wanted her to go see and wrote out a series of questions for them, and off she went. And so she interviewed Bill Marcus, Bob Carton, Bill Hersey, Reverend Durley down in Atlanta, Dan Stockin, and we got all 13 hours of footage, and then we sat down and said, what did they say? And we took the essence of what they said, animated it where, you know, like Dr. Marcus was describing why African-Americans absorb more lead than Hispanics absorb more lead than Caucasians. And so we animated all that. We drew the graphic and had it actually move and behave like lead going into the bodies and why. The African-Americans have two genes that absorb lead. The Hispanic have one, and the Caucasians have genes that don't absorb it. So, and there's reasons for that, ethnic reasons and survival reasons. So it's not a bad thing, except when you're exposed to lead. And then when you expose them to silica fluoride with the water fluoridation chemical in lead, you get an enormous increase. And that's why you see disproportionate harm to the Hispanic and African-American communities. And at least their leaders have come out opposed to the addition of silica fluoride, because it's harming their children more than it's harming the Caucasian children. But I'm sorry, I don't think it's good to harm Caucasian children either. I mean, I'm back to my example of the yo out in the street banging on children with a lead pipe. You know, the whole community would come down on that person and make them stop. And that's what I'm saying. You know, the science is done. The amount of fluoride that a baby consumes on a formula bottle is harming that baby if it's made up of fluoridated tap water. So why are we allowing that to happen? That's no different. That's the city banging on the baby with a lead pipe, as opposed to some, you know, evil person. But on the other hand, what they're doing is just as evil. So that's what needs to happen. When the film came out, I was at the United Nations meeting in Geneva, working on getting mercury. By the way, we won the mercury fight. It's going to be phased out worldwide. So, you know, the dentists can lie to you all they want to. They're not silver, they're mercury, and they're phasing them all out. So anyway, while
fabulous.
I was there,
it
finally came
fabulous.
Out. It is fabulous, and we're having a major celebration at the IMT this fall, because we won the argument on mercury filling. It was a 30-year argument with the town drunk, because they were saying, oh, well, that amount of mercury, not enough to hurt you. Well, you know, that's like saying it's only a little small bullet. I mean, I'm sorry.
Right.
Every little bit of mercury causes a little bit of harm. I mean, I don't care how small a bullet is. You know, don't be pointing it at the kid. So, and that's exactly what we've been doing, is we've been putting mercury fillings in children. And the film makes this point. The film is not about fluoride. The film is about the damage to our nation. It's called An American Tragedy. Fluoride Gate, An American Tragedy. And it makes the point is that you have silica fluoride in the water, which is a magnet for lead. And so that lead is sucked into the children's bodies because of the water treatment additive that we're putting in the water. And then we have vaccines that contain mercury, dimerosal. We have fillings that contain mercury. elemental mercury that comes out and gets absorbed into the bloodstreams. No different than any other form of mercury. It just happens to have a different no valence. So it goes right into the blood-brain barrier where it gets changed so it can't get back out. Now we have lead, mercury, and fluoride all in this child's body, and what that is that's called synergism. Is it when you can give a rat an LD one enough lead enough mercury to kill one out of 100 rats, and you can give them an infinitesimal amount of lead, and it kills all the rats. So
wow! All right, doctor, we do have to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Dr. David Kennedy. He is the author of How to Save Your Teeth, Toxic-Free Preventative Dentistry. His website is fluoridegate.org. And, Doctor, you were talking about, we were talking about mercury and that it is now worldwide that it is no longer going to be used, which is great. Now, what about all the dentists who still have supplies in their offices?
Well, they have a few years to phase it out, and you know the answer is clear. It's harmful, and so and like most things, you know, they say, well, you know, it's like lead and gasoline. They determined it was harmful, and they said, well, we'll phase it out over 10 years. And I think the mercury we're working on a rapid phase out because we'd like it to leave it, you know, within the next few years. The problem is there are a lot of old dentists that are mercury poisoned. And one of the problems with mercury poisoning is it's difficult for them to learn new tasks. I think early retirement is the only solution for that. But, you know, if they want to continue to do some of the other procedures that they do in their office, they can continue to clean teeth and stuff like that. But they got to stop putting mercury fillings in people's teeth. And the reason they've got to stop is going to be abundantly clear in just a few more months. We've been doing a lot of research, and what we found is you cannot legally open the mixing capsule with anyone present. Only the owner can be present, because you can apparently kill yourself if you're the owner of the business. But you can't have the patient there, you can't have an employee there, because it exceeds the permissible exposure limit. And so that will become abundantly clear. So that means all of the dental schools in the United States will have to come into compliance with OSHA, and that means they can't have the product present. And that also translates to that when you get your fillings removed, when you have an old filling ground on or a tooth prepared for a crown that's got an old mercury filling in it, you will have to be protected in the extreme. I don't mean a little bib on your neck. I mean it's going to cover your entire body. There will be no skin exposed, and you'll have a separate airway providing you fresh air, because that's a huge amount of exposure, and it's against the law. And so it's time for the dentist to become, ethical and compliant with the laws of this nation. So it was a big win. I heard the bat crack when we hit that ball. It was
right.
Oh, out of the park. All right. The thing that lost was vaccines. The corporations of America went over there and argued that we have to have mercury in the vaccines for all the poor children in Africa. Well, you know, if it's not good enough for the children of Denmark, Norway, Sweden, Finland, Germany, then why is it good enough for kids in America and Africa? I'm sorry, I don't understand this. It's crazy. We've got to be able to inject the poor kids of the world with mercury. It's stupid. But anyway, and so the liars will say, "Oh, we've taken the mercury out of vaccines." And I say, "Well, how about the flu?" "Well, yeah." And how about Rogaine? "Well, yeah." How about tetanus? "Well, yeah." You know. So if you know the right questions, they will admit that they're lying to you. So what they did is they didn't take the mercury out of vaccines. They started saying that they took the mercury out of vaccines. So they started lying to you about that. They don't call it mercury. They call it thimerosal. Well, what's thimerosal? Well, that's mercurochrome, methylate. You know, it's mercury, ethyl mercury. It's terrible stuff. So
right.
Let's put that and inject in the baby. What do you think?
Now, who is informing the dentists that are in practice now that mercury has been outlawed?
The AD is lying to him.
We need to pick this up on the other side of the 60-second top of the hour break. We'll be right back.